All right, we're back. This is Frank Maloney with my trusty co-host. He's still tall, Jim Hobgood, always cracking jokes. We're glad that you're with us here listening to Who's Talking. We certainly enjoyed having former UVA quarterback Tim Sherman in studio with us. He was terrific, as well as our phone-in guest, Sean Moore, the one and only. We're going to talk some basketball now, and Hobbo is about to do backflips out of his chair. I do know that we have a caller online. I believe it's Mike. Mike, this is Frank Maloney at Who's Talking. Do you have a question for us? Mike? Is there a caller there? I think we lost him. We lost him.
Yeah, Mike, if you're still out there, call back relative to what you might be wanting to ask about the University of Virginia basketball program, potentially the Auburn game, whatever. We have Jason, our engineer. I think we got Mike back on the line. Mike, are you with us? Still struggling. Okay. All right, we'll go to some other questions about the Auburn-Virginia basketball game and the basketball situation. We'll maybe get the caller back here in a moment or two.
Well, let's address the game as it occurred. UVA had a couple of days off and had the tough loss in the ACC Big Ten Challenge, and then there were a number of days of practice, and then UVA traveled to Auburn to play a team with a similar record and maybe a similar history coming into the game, and Virginia was not able to come out of that game with a victory. They lost by 1 point, and it seemed to me that a number of things occurred in that game. Sammy Zaglinski and Jeff Jones both emerged again as good scorers that gave the team a lift. Sylvan was basically the offense in the first half. And, Jim, what were your thoughts of the game?
Well, two situations, end first half, end of game. Starting with the end of the first half, you know, Virginia has possession of the basketball. I think there were 20-some seconds to go. It's a situation where you're trying to hold for the last shot. Virginia was ahead 34-29 at the time. Unfortunately, the Cavs commit a turnover. Auburn gets the ball back, and as the buzzer's sounding, one of their players, I forget his name, buries a deep three, which gives Auburn momentum going into the locker room at halftime, makes what was a five-point game. Virginia with a basketball, you're hoping that maybe you can score, make it a 36-29 game, or even 38-29 if you score a three, but at a minimum, whether you have a five-point lead, have last possession, shot clock off, you got to make sure that you take the last shot, don't turn it over, and you go in with a five-point lead. So it was disappointing at the end of the first half. And then, of course, end of game, it ended up being a devastating loss. Cavs are down eight. They battle back. As you say, Sammy Zaglinski, he did get fouled. I mean, it was a gutsy call by the official, particularly when you make that kind of call on somebody else's home floor in favor of the opponent. But he clearly had his arm hit when he was attempting the three. He goes to the free throw line, makes all three free throws, puts Virginia up one, 7.7 seconds to go. In that situation, you got to put some loose pressure in the backcourt, try to make the other team use two or three of those seconds in the backcourt such that hopefully you get them in the front court where they may feel compelled to put up a jump shot from the perimeter. In that situation, you want to make sure you don't foul anybody because you can't afford to put them on the line. And then, of course, the cardinal sin of all cardinal sins in that situation is to allow the team to get the offensive rebound and put back. So Virginia just really failed miserably in the last 7.7 seconds in that game.
Well, interesting. Our caller, his question, this is Mike calling in. His question is, why didn't UVA put a man on the inbounds passer on the baseline to try to distract them and potentially slow them down?
Well, certainly should have done something like that. And, I mean, you know, let me preface this by saying I love Coach Bennett. I think he's doing and will do a terrific job. But Auburn did take a timeout. So they obviously took a timeout with 7.7 to set up their offensive scheme. Virginia did not have any timeouts at the time, so it gave Virginia an opportunity to set up whatever defense they wanted to do. And certainly you could put a guy on the baseline. What you really want to do in that situation is maybe let them make the inbounds play because they're going to probably give it to somebody who wants to go the 94 feet and maybe have somebody run at that guy to force him to give up the ball to somebody else, which also would take a second or two off the clock.
Well, it's interesting, as that last play wound down, the guard came down the floor, threw a fairly decently defended shot that was more prayer than anything unfortunately, as Sene went across the lane to try to deny the bucket, it left a void around the basket. And Mike Scott, who is out of the game with an ankle injury, was not there to get the rebound. And apparently neither did Will Sherrill.
Well, the downside is they let the guy get all the way to the rim, you know, which is a no-no in that situation. When that happened, two or three of the Cavaliers went toward the individual with the basketball trying to defend, block, whatever, and they failed to block out on the shot itself, which gave the Auburn Tigers an opportunity to go straight to the rim for an easy putback. And they did all that. There was still 1.4 seconds to go, having started with only 7.7. So Auburn, to their credit, they got 94 feet and had two shots between 7.7 and 1.4. So, I mean, here's the good news, though. I mean, you made reference to it. You know, Sammy played very well. Jontel Evans, I thought he came in and did a terrific job on the defensive side. And then the other thing, really, Jeff Jones made a lot of contributions on the offensive side. And, I mean, when you go on the road, it's a terrible loss. As the game ended, I was sort of thinking back to games like that where I was on the road with the team, and it's an unhappy flight home to Charlottesville, I can tell you, after a game like that. But, you know, they competed and had a great opportunity to beat Auburn on the road with Mike Scott not playing. So I think there's – even though you lose and there's you never want to take comfort in a loss, there certainly were some encouraging signs from that game.
You know, some interesting notables. Will Sherrill made his first career start, and I think that – speaks very well to the hustle and the desire and the ability on his part to continually improve, to try to contribute. Sylvan had most of his points in the first half, only some free throws in the second half. I don't think he made a field goal in the second half, as the other team's defense basically triangulated him.
They're going to try to target him and make it difficult for him to get all the way to the rim. One of the things Sylvan's going to have to do, and I know he's working on it, is develop his perimeter game, because more and more teams are going to try to defend him off the dribble and keep him from getting to the rim. So he's going to have to be able to either do the pull-up jump shot or do something from the perimeter. But I think Zaglinski, Jeff Jones, Sylvan, Mike Scott, I mean, if it were me, that's four of my starters. I go to Jeff Jones in the starting lineup, and then the other, Mienci or Ahsan Sen would be the fifth guy. And that way you've got Jontel Evans, Will Sherrill, Mustafa Farrakhan coming off the bench to provide some support.
You know, an interesting stat that most people might not have noticed, but Jontel Evans had a career high in terms of five assists. And I think that bodes well for his development as a guard. I think that's one of the hardest things, you know, a high school player has to transition to the college game, of figuring out how to distribute the ball and when to distribute the ball. And obviously he was
– Well, he's developing as a player. I guess the one guy that's going to hurt from a playing time standpoint is Calvin Baker, because I think Bennett may take the attitude, I want to go with the younger guys, develop them, looking toward the future. Baker is a senior, and that's one of those harsh realities of college basketball, particularly after you've had a coaching change like that. But Evans, I thought he certainly had his best game down there in Auburn the other day.
Well, you're talking or you're listening to Who's Talking with Jim Hobgood, our resident basketball expert, and Frank Maloney, co-host of Who's Talking. We're going to take a break at this time, and we're going to come back with the fall and winter sports news. Looking forward to that in just a few minutes.